remember even in the early KiwiFarms days, if you post things like, oh, you guys should do this or that, like people would do the whole like, we're not your personal army, or like fuck off with that shit or whatever. But it seems like the trend has changed a lot now, at least in the areas that I'm at, to where you want to be an active participant. Everybody wants to be an active participant. My court case is like half of that information is written by Kiwi farmers. Like my expert witness that they paid $30,000 for copy-pasted arguments from Code Cave in my Kiwi Farms thread. Like that's just insane to me. The last motion that Joan filed came from somebody posting about it on Kiwi Farms. What's the solution to this? The easiest one would be for all the people who are on the far left to like call this out and to disavow it. They will never do this though, mainly because they benefit from it, because these people typically don't target other far left individuals. A second solution would be to make a public report on it all that's like so compelling that it gains traction and it gets picked up by enough people to realize what's going on. It's this infinite game of like, take no accountability, constantly gaslight the opposition, have a group of people doing it, get on 50 million different fucking accounts to spread it. Actually, I guess maybe the only reason why these people exist in left-leaning spaces is because it's harder to pressure right-leaning people because they just wouldn't give as much a fuck about stuff like this.
This video was mass recorded and taken down by the same group of people which the video discusses. Namely, Maoist Landlord, aka Noah Gabriel Strickler, Westside Tyler, aka Tyler David Bell.
This is gonna be mine, by the way.
AKA Bernard Robert Goldsmith,
as well as
Jacob Isaac Barrett, who goes by a number of pseudonyms, and Parrish Neocon. I cannot imagine that this will be a violation of YouTube guidelines, as this video is currently being hosted on the platform by a re-uploader, without issue. If this video gets taken down too, guess what? I am going to keep re-uploading it. I'm going to keep re-uploading it until this channel is taken down, and when that happens, I am going to be such an asshole about it. I am going to make this into the biggest PR disaster you have ever fucking seen.
Wow.
Why? Because this deals with a network of child abusers and groomers and pedophiles for which this platform is currently running cover. It needs to be brought to light. It is going to be brought to light. I am going to do this regardless of the platform's wishes. So help me God. Hello. Flesh Simulator here. You may be able to tell from my surroundings that I am in a hotel room. Why am I in a hotel room? Well, we'll get to that. You want a conspiracy video about a network of pedophiles? Well, here you go. I have spent the last 3 months fighting for my career, reputation, name, and life in a Kafkaesque social hell from which there has been seemingly no escape. Well, guess what? I caught them. I caught them red-handed. I got to the bottom of it. No thanks to most of you fair-weather assholes.
Ooh.
The fucking FBI is involved at this point. And guess what? This is going to be a long-ass video with a boring-ass first half because apparently I need to spoon-feed these events to you chronologically as they happened. All right, anyways, we're going to try to only hit the salient points of the first year or so for sake of time, but, you know, pause this video and go pee and get a drink and get a snack because we are going to be here for a while.
Sheesh.
We have to begin all the way back in January of 2025. All right. So we're skipping the section that I originally had written, which was a just absolutely interminable point-by-point of the full year leading up to all of this and the inciting SpongeBob GIF incident. All right, really all you need to know for that is that I had a group of people A-logging me for like a year straight. The whole SpongeBob GIF, doxing spree, rampage, whatever story that has been repeated, that's entirely false. The only thing that actually occurred, the only actual thing that I posted leading up to this was one account who already posted pictures of himself, for the record. I grabbed a old, dumb-looking picture of him from his public Instagram, and I replied with that. That was it. That's the full extent.
Okay.
Now, enter Maoist Landlord.
Whoa! That sounds like a lefty.
The next day, following this, a Maoist Landlord, a.k.a. at EigenKirkbot, nice name, a serial doxer responsible for multi-month-long harassment campaigns against EigenRobot and Captive Dreamer, as well as fun little jokes like repeatedly telling people to kill the president, which, it's a big no-no. They don't like it when you do that. Turns up and starts spending all day long telling people that I have relapsed on benzos, as well as daring me to dox him and betting that I can't, and then going, you know, look, guys, he doesn't know how to do it.
Just a very annoying individual. I get irritated enough with him to tell him that, you know, fine, I'm not actually going to dox you to everyone, but I am going to figure out who you are and prove it to you. And, you know, he responds by taking this post and spamming it with a... He adds emojis to it and spams it as a copypasta, like 100 times. Really, really irritating. Now, a Maoist landlord is such an ass that multiple other people at this point begin trying to dox him. He's really being a dickhead. Nobody likes this man. Now, the relevant bit here is that basically just from scrolling back chronologically through his timeline, me and multiple other people reach a post with his old handle in it at roughly the same time. There is also a Letterboxd account with this handle.
What?
It is linked to the Spotify page for his music project. I check the credits. Boom. Game, set, match. Now, while all this is going on, I miss a post from him stating that he receives a DM from an account that claims to be representing a group that says they have 3 generations of my family's information, and he's threatening to release it. Now, this would have been useful to see when it came out. But I did not see this.
Nah, he missed it.
Uh-oh.
I stay true to my word. I do not dox Maoist Landlord. I instead post a video of a slow fade-in set to Ariel Pink's Only in My Dreams for, at the time, contextually relevant reasons, of Maoist Landlord's Letterboxd profile picture, which was a still image of a monkey being tortured.
Jesus Christ!
Which is weird, but whatever. I figure that this is a good, non-identifying way to let him know that his goat has been gotten. You know, I don't want to dox him. I don't want to put him on blast, but it's like, you know, I know who you are, motherfucker. Here's your weird monkey toe.
Who is he? Oh, like just like kind of letting somebody know that like you have their shit and then you should probably chill without actually releasing all of it. That's what he's saying. You understand that, right, Mooten?
Yep.
Somebody
How
out there.
How is he letting him know that?
Somebody, well, because he has a picture of the guy's personal profile, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel like if my name was Abe, I feel like I'd be worried about something like that happening.
Profile. What is his reaction?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You know, like, oh damn, okay, shit, you got hands, my bad. No, he responds by posting my last name and threatening to post my family's information and quote unquote send them love letters. It is a reference to the 1986 movie Blue Velvet by David Lynch, in which Dennis Hopper's character at one point says, you know what a love letter is? A love letter is a bullet from a fucking gun, fucker.
Whoa.
Obviously a veiled threat. This is what the, you know, later
you got it wrong,
on Izzat Nuke, you know, you're fucked forever is a reference to. Not a lot of cinephiles here, I guess. Or people who paid attention to what happened. Anyways, I tell him that this was probably the worst possible response he could have chosen. Then, in response to that, he posts the first names of multiple family members of mine and reiterates that he has been given a dox packet and threatens to release it again. Now, at this point, I am like, okay, what the fuck is wrong with you? I reply to this with a picture of the inside of his house from Zillow, saying, like, you realize that I know who you are, right? You asshole. Like, I still haven't posted your info yet, but I have it. By this time, more people have cracked Maoist's terrible OPSEC and have begun posting pictures of him. He replies to me with a photo of my grandparents
on
their Facebook page, which was limited to friends of friends.
The Maoist guy to him or him to the Maoist guy?
Why is he doing this to the Maoist guy?
Because the Maoist guy was harassing and attacking him, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair game.
It will become relevant later. In response to this, I post his LinkedIn headshot that has already started circulating independently and tell him that he really ought to quit now, considering that he is a serial doxer with lots of enemies and he himself is on the precipice of getting doxed. He doubles down. I try to call him on the phone. No response. I say fuck it and go to bed. This was the first night of this. I wake up around 10 a.m. the next morning. Not only has Maoist continued posting my information and family's photos, but he also got Hassan Piker's Twitch mod, Justin Colucci, aka Jake Chinatown, in on it, amplifying the info massively. Now,
is he the corn guy? Does anybody know? No? Okay. That's actual Jake. Oh.
And I deem it necessary to contact Maoist's mother, with whom he lives, to get her to knock some sense into her goddamn son. Because I am unable to call Maoist, because he is ducking my phone calls, I call her. I tell her that her son is a serial doxer, and if he does not stop posting my information and photos of my family, I am going to fucking sue him. She says her precious baby boy would never do that. I hang up. I text her the screenshots and proof of this. Now, Maoist instantly stops posting, presumably due to his mom super yelling at him. I tell everyone who follows me to stand down and to stop circulating any of his information, you know, whatever.
Is this a white person thing? I just never got this. I definitely don't feel it with Nathan. And maybe just because I'm not close to the rest of my family. If your kid fucks up, your kid fucks up. This, I don't know where this, like, where this parent thing of, like, my kid can do no wrong. Where the fuck does this come from?
I feel like that doesn't really exist too often.
Really?
Usually, I really feel like maybe it's because my parents are, my mom's Hispanic, but if your kid fucks up, I feel like my parents are the ones who would be the most mad at me.
Yeah, I feel like that should be the norm.
The teacher.
When I did the DDoS kid thing, did you ever see those emails I posted? It was like 10 years ago. That dude's dad defended the fuck out of his kid. Oh, he's such a smart kid. You'd actually do good to be friends with him. Like, oh my God, that fucking piece of shit. Yeah, that guy drove me fucking insane. And then it sounds like this person's mom was doing the same thing, but yeah, I don't know.
Basically, just not to post anything, just ignore him and move on. Let's let this sleeping dog lie, whatever. I immediately, like, as soon as, you know, he stops posting, I'm just like, all right, guys, come on, drop it. This is an idiot.
Destiny is an alleged pedophile rapist that is currently in court fighting some of the most vile sex crimes you could imagine. May 28th, 2026. Oh, this is that Jake Chinatown guy. He still tweets about me. Okay, nice.
Now, at this point, I turn my attention to Jake Chinatown, who is the person I am primarily mad at this point. I hatch a plot to pull off a great 4D chess plan. I upload an encrypted text file with the password "he is red for an amazing reason." This text file details my plans with the Izzot nuke video. The idea here is that if I can get enough people to pretend that the weird, kind of lame, pointless gotcha of the Izzot loss counter is some sort of devastating blow to Hassan, the pure pointlessness and just complete lack of effect being treated as like this grave social blowback will eventually goad him into crashing out on stream over his Izzot. And I think that would be really funny.
Over his Izzot? What's he saying?
Izzot? I don't know.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what it sounds
some
like.
Sort of devastating blow to Hassan. The pure pointlessness and just complete lack of effect being treated as like this grave social blowback.
Izzot. Okay.
Will eventually goad him into crashing out on stream over his Izzot. And I think that would be really funny.
Okay.
Following this, a couple of things happen.
Izzot is a concept of saving face. Okay.
Kind of simultaneously. One, Maoist landlord buys the domain twitterdramawiki.com. And he writes a completely fabricated version of events, wherein I am a maniac going on a doxing rampage. I fully dox him for no reason. I call his family and threaten them. And he is the plucky upstart that starts harmlessly trolling me back and causing me to melt down in rage. Two. This video is used by a guy named Westside Tyler, a left-wing-ish drama sloptuber whose whole thing is basically doxing and bullying other creators. He uses this article as the basis for a hit piece video on me. Three, an account, Mark Harden 911, begins actively really, 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 really pushing the narrative of this Westside Tyler video. Four, an account called Flesh Simuator, where the L in simulator is replaced by a uppercase I, created to look exactly like mine with the sans serif font, is used to post a bunch of stuff about how I'm a pedophile and I'm a racist. Five, Maoist somehow gets his hands on the unencrypted text file of, like, what I'm predicting for the Izzot nuke. So that's, you know, completely screws with the plans. Lovely, I had the aspect ratio set bunk. Anyways, I'm already too far into this to restart. At this point, Maoist is posting about 30 to 40 times per day about me, Jesus. And has reshaped the narrative completely to paint himself as the victim and myself as his weird stalker. I make the mistake of ignoring him, rather than continuing to give him attention. This was a very big mistake. I try to privately reach out to Maoist and go, like, okay, dude, this is ridiculous. Can we both just, like, take down our posts about the other one and move on? I am flatly rebuffed. Now, the impersonator account continues posting. I sarcastically quote tweet a particularly egregiously, obviously fake tweet with the caption, oh, yeah, guys, yeah, follow my alt. You can tell it's me because he's afraid to actually say slurs. The next morning, I woke up to find that that account has escalated to threatening to bring a bomb onto a flight out of Washington Dulles in order to kill Hassan Piker. So, yeah, that could be an issue. I post, hey, isn't this like four separate big boy crimes to impersonate someone in order to threaten to bring a bomb onto a plane as part of an interstate murder plot? Mark Harden 911 flips out at this and begins DMing me. A couple of things are revealed. He repeatedly asks if I remember him. I truthfully say no, which seems to anger him. Additionally, at one point deep into the argument, he says, I've now talked to you more than I've talked to Maoist landlord. And finally, he talks himself into a corner while defending the conduct of the impersonation account, and eventually gives reluctant and legally ambiguous acknowledgement that it was him. So, if we're keeping track, Flesh Simulator, the fake one, the bomb threat one, same guy as Mark Harden. Just keep that in your mind here. Now, next day, Westside Tyler proceeds to do a 4-hour live stream devoted to how to dox me. Westside Tyler is the guy that did the hit piece video. It was basically just defamatory nonsense and bullshit. I, following the live stream, release a shitpost diss track about Westside Tyler being cartoonishly enjoyed in jail. Now, perhaps this was unnecessary. It was, however, very funny. They say they call him Kimball for Shell Tyler. I seen him holding another man's pocket. They're turning him inside out like a pocket. He is the raccoon and they're Davy Crockett. They say BT up, but look on his asshole. Strangers are trying to franchise his asshole. He paused for race right with only an asshole. I heard her putting things into his asshole. He did not like this. Next day, Westside Tyler does another 4-hour live stream about how to dox me. Now, I notice a familiar name active in his chat. UAE Falcon Finance, aka Bernard Robert Goldsmith, a man whom I had been casual friends with for a while. Now, the UAE Falcon Finance was in my roughly 30-person or so private inner circle Discord. Turns out, he was the one who leaked the plan to Maoist, and is using his claim of knowing me to give Tyler fake info to die for whatever reason. So, UAE Falcon Finance then proceeds to organize and promote a meet and greet. Maoist landlord shows up to DC, posse deep, and calls me a pussy for not showing up and attacking him and getting my head stomped in by like five other guys, and then arrested for assault. Like, come on, man. But anyways, at this point, ignoring Maoist has allowed him and Westside Tyler to create a popular narrative of me going on a just doxing rampage over being mad about SpongeBob GIFs, is the takeaway from this first segment. March 20th, Maoist re-uploads multiple of my videos in full onto YouTube. March 22nd through March 24th were essentially rock bottom.
Discord just needs to start wiping out these snarker servers and miner servers ASAP. I mean, the big issue is just it's the targeted harassment that happens in both private and public for an extended period of time. Like, I think these are the three elements that make this something that should be actionable. Like, people should be banned. I think it should be illegal. But I mean, maybe I'm biased there for whatever. Or maybe it actually – maybe there are already underlying state crimes that would encompass these. But because it's all, like, interstate or international, it's impossible to action any of it. But, like, if somebody wants to privately get a group of people to harass somebody – so they want to privately do something with a what did I say the three elements should be? It's like private and public harassment over an extended period of time with a group of people. Fuck, I don't remember. One of these things. If you if you do like one of these things, like I don't think it's a big deal. Like if people were to, you know, get a group of people and privately harass you for a couple days, it's whatever. If somebody was to just shit on you a long time, but it's just like one dude, it's like public tweets, whatever, it's whatever. But it's like this, it's this organized group of people who are all dedicated to like the absolute destruction of a person's fucking life over an extended period of time. It's just, it's way too insane. It's like the stalking, harassing shit is just way, 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 way too crazy. Especially because these people are completely and totally unaccountable, and because they can engage in like really fucked behavior that can never be traced back to them, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that some of these people are responsible for me being swatted, but I can never, ever prove that. None of them are going to talk about that directly in DMs. None of them have to actually own that behavior. And it's just like, I mean, like I said, like, it might sound dramatic, but I consider swatting to be attempted murder. I mean, that's like it's a foreseeable outcome to swatting. It has happened in the past. There was a guy who got swatted by somebody and was killed by the cops. I don't know. It's just crazy that kind of behavior can endure for a long time. You're supposed to kind of like deal with it, I think.
All of this. The sentiment towards me had become universally negative, and people reached out to my now ex-girlfriend, ex-common law wife, whatever you want to call it, to accuse me of being a pedophile, based on an entirely fabricated allegations by two, let's just say, very pot-meat-kettle individuals, as well as lying about me being the aggressor in this whole fiasco. This is the beginning of the end of our relationship. Now, March 24th, the cease and desist is set. Maoist is...
Discord bans would definitely weaken their movement. Maybe a little bit. The thing that would kill it completely would be for far left figures to just disavow it. For them to, like, unequivocally come out and say, like, hey, this has gone, like, way too far. Like, we should never be engaged in this type of behavior. Like, we need to stop. But they don't. They celebrate it. They champion it. And they work alongside the people that do it. So, I mean, as long as people like Hassan, you know, enjoy this type of thing existing, it will exist and it will persevere and nothing will change about it. But they enjoy it and they like it. So, I mean, what are you going to do? It's targeting their opponents.
Informed of this fact. March 26th, the cease and desist is delivered via certified mail and signed for by N. Strickler. I message Noah, that's his name, Noah Strickler, and ask him if we can move forward now. He is adamant that he didn't receive any mail. I send him the signature confirmation. He claims that it wasn't his address and that he has security camera footage of the mailman putting it in the mailbox without a signature. I ask him how he has access.
I think attempted murder should require the specific intent to kill, not just that death is foreseeable. What else? I mean, what is
that's
the intention?
First degree murder.
Sure, also. Yeah, but also, what is the intention of a SWAT if not to try to get somebody killed? I think swatting is attempted murder. If you wanted to just harass somebody with the cops, I hate that I'm even giving ideas, you could just do a wellness check, right? Hey, I think my friend might be suicidal. Can you guys go check up on him? But that's not what a SWAT is. A SWAT is trying to get the SWAT team to show up with guns out. And then
if the situation goes wrong, then they'll kill them.
Yeah.
I would agree. Attempted murder sounds good.
To the security camera footage, if it wasn't his address, and he doesn't live there. He blocks me from DMing him. Something to keep in mind for the rest of this video. Noah Strickler is very, very stupid. Like, too stupid for PSYOPs to work on, which is kind of the problem. So what were these demands of this cease and desist that were so untenable to Mr. Strickler? The cease and desist requested that he take down my family's names and pictures, stop posting about my family and stop posting about me, and tell me who he got their private personal info from. And in exchange, I won't post about you anymore or sue you. Which I thought that was a pretty fucking fair settlement demand letter, where it's just like, hey, can we just stop? You know, just take down the photos of my family and their names, and we can just not do this. That was apparently completely unacceptable to Mr. Strickler. He spends...
Attempted murder is too severe. Hard disagree. Let's say that I were to make a call to a bunch of drug dealers, and I were to say, hey, I know where you guys just had some drugs stolen. They're at the Real Papa for Life's house. He has all of them. But also he's kind of like armed and dangerous. So when you show up, you know, he might try to kill you. So just be ready. If those gangsters showed up at your house, they rolled up and then in the process of like breaking into your home, they killed you. Do you think let's just say the process of me going that far. You don't think that's attempted murder at that point? That I'm not just like trying to get you killed?
I mean, there's multiple people who have been killed in swattings.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too severe. Don't swat people.
Who has been killed in a SWAT? I'm pretty sure multiple people have been killed in SWATs before. What do you mean?
According to my
2017,
research here,
there's
Mark
a guy
Herring and Andrew Finch. 2017, 2020.
Yeah. It's a little trolling.
They're just trolling you, bruv.
The next 15 days of the C&D grace period, posting about me an average of 27 times per day. Yes, I counted. He repeatedly accuses me of harassing him.
Most people probably don't assume that the person they're swatting will be killed.
That's a consequence of your action. Well, Drivers just don't assume that they're going to hit someone and kill them.
Can you get, like, attempted second-degree murder? Is that even a real thing?
Attempted second-degree?
Because I think I that know, swatting maybe. Somebody would be past negligent. Swatting would be reckless. It is foreseeable. It's an easily foreseeable thing. And the intent is there because you know that you're causing the foreseeable conditions. You're not just like doing 911 and going, you should go to this address. Like, that's not what, I don't know if people know what a SWAT is. Swatting is, I need the cops to go to your house and be ready to kill you. So in order to facilitate that, and I need the SWAT team to go, in order to facilitate that, when I call the police, I have to represent that there's a weapon on site and a hostage there in order to get them to show up with those conditions. So you call the cops and you say something along the lines of like, hey, person A is at residence, you know, Lincoln Street 123. He currently has his mom hostage and he stabbed to death his dad and he's at the house right now with a weapon. Can you please help? And then you hang up. Because of the situation you presented, the SWAT team has to go and they have to do everything. It could be a no-knock raid. It'll be pounding on the door. It'll be everybody will have their guns out. 5, 9, whatever people. And everything
you're
will be treated.
You're gonna get a gun pointed at you.
Yeah, you have. You have. I have. Yeah. Every time this happens, I'm walking out of the hallway with either 5 rifles and 4 pistols or just 9 handguns pointed at me. It's because their expectation is that I killed somebody in here and they have to show up, like rolled up, ready to fucking die. That's the thing. So it's not just like you call the cops to somebody's house. It's not a ding-dong ditch. You are like creating the conditions necessary for them to show up with guns out such that they might have to kill somebody because you've led them to believe that somebody's already been killed or is actively being harmed or there's a hostage situation with a deadly weapon present. Like, that's what...
And there's a chance that you accidentally move in a way that they fire.
Sure, yeah, of course, yeah. I'm just saying, but once you've like created all those other conditions, I don't understand how that's anything besides... I don't even know if that would be like recklessness at that point. It's got to be intent because you're giving them so many instructions to show up a certain way. But who knows? I don't know if a case has been tried in front of a jury at that. It's super fucked because you can also have other people in your home with you. Like, imagine if you got swatted while Nathan was over and he panicked in the swatting. The first time I swatted Nathan was over. That did happen. Yes.
Despite my radio silence regarding him, he also accused me of lying about sending a cease and desist that he never received.
How come they can't trace back the caller? What do you mean? Because you just have to. I've already said enough. I'm not gonna walk you through how to fucking swat somebody. Do you want like a walkthrough? It's very easy to not have that ever happen.
And repeatedly making claims about me having relapsed on benzos. He coins the nickname Temazepam Tommy for me. This is highly unusual, as Temazepam is a very, very uncommon and fairly obscure benzo that I happen to have been prescribed in college. It's not typically known for being a drug of abuse, and to my knowledge, I've never publicized the fact that I was formally prescribed this medication. So this is either a very, very specific, very, very lucky guess, or he's getting info from someone who knew me in college. It was that one. Spoiler. Now, towards the end of the month of March, I call it a loss, publicly announced that I'm taking the L, revealed the failed Izzat nuke plan to the audience, which, you know, I completed 25 of the 27 steps, but, you know, didn't get the last two. I make a post saying that Maoist owned me, I owned the audience, and Maoist somehow got owned by the audience. I say that, you know, sometimes plans don't work out, I accepted the L, and I was going to get back to making videos, and simply blocked Maoist and all the other people involved, as well as told my audience to just completely ignore them entirely. Did these people graciously accept my concession? No. The next morning, I woke up to an email from Spotify saying that an unknown individual had copyright struck my entire fucking podcast off of Spotify. Gladiodrome. The official podcast of the Deep State, on behalf of a fake Brazilian news network with a name that translates to Bald News, for allegedly infringing upon the entirety of the Jordan B. Peterson show. This is what I mean when I say, no, I can't just ignore this. Every time I try this, they escalate this shit until I am forced to respond by, like, bringing it into real life. Stop telling me that. I know. We're going to start only
getting
salient points
here. You have to steal from that ghost box, fuck you.
Because if it's completely blurred together in my mind due to having to, you know, put out fires and quash disinfo and libelous rumors for 18 hours a day for the last 3 months. Okay, so we're hitting the spark notes points here. We've made it through a lot of the boring shit. early April, I see that one of the maybe 12 people that the imposter Flesh Simulator account follows is none other than C. Elegans, aka John Gilroy, a close friend of Jay's. This caught-
I can't tell if I'm getting trolled in chat or not. I don't know, it sounds like a big deal. Like, you could call, you could fake call a bomb in a White House and they could never trace you back? Correct. That, yes, the second or third time I got swatted, they claimed not only that I was killing somebody here, but that I had bombs that I was hiding in my parents' house. And so the police had to go through and sweep their fucking house to look for fucking bombs. Yes.
This is me to start mapping out which of these accounts follow each other. The results of this are very interesting. As it so happens, it appears there are actually two overlapping networks.
Holy.
One involving Jake Chinatown, Mouse Landlord, and UAE Falcon Finance. And then another one centering around none other than Jay. Yes, that Jay. From the How to Conduct a PsyOp video. Yes. Solid Jay. This is something that, from what I can tell, he had really been working on obsessively since that video came out. Almost a full year ago. Jay was the only person to have my docs before all of this started. So suddenly, the packet of three generations of my family's info that was given to Noah begins to make more sense. Knowing that Jay is behind a lot of this, and knowing how his brain works, I give another random account the credit. I say that they're the linchpin of this network, and likely the brains, rather than the one that obviously was Jay. You know, which was Mark Harden 911. This is obvious by the fact that it's the one right in the center that everything connects through, and also it had some weird, like, retard.
Why is there no way for the FBI to locate these callers? How would you locate them? If I don't want to give you a walkthrough for this. It was just trivially easy, okay? Go watch Mr. Robot, right? I'm sure it'll explain it in some episode there.
Red herring rabbit hole ARG designed to drive you insane, clumsily connected to it, which I deftly sidestepped. Now, I make a post explaining this network, and hoo boy, do the people on there sure not like being on there. They start acting like worms you're trying to pull out of dirt. Mark Harden 911, though, has a melty about not getting credit. He began Sephiroth posting about he was the one who ruined my career and toppled me for being a chud, blah blah blah, and how he did it from his office bathroom. Clue there that will be relevant later. Office, not university. Mark Harden 911 then tries to sell me access to this account for $4,000 in Bitcoin, presumably to cover his tracks and tie up loose ends by sort of coming up with like a plausible reason to get me to log into the account from my own computer, as well as also like fleece me for 4K, trying to tempt me with trolling the commies or whatever. He claims there is a group chat. This is not the chat I'm looking for. It's the wrong end of the network, but whatever, it'll buy me some time, as the mass-scale gaslighting is highly effective on people at this point still. I decline his offer to sell me access for $4,000. He asks what I would pay. I counter with $9. He accepts. I then post the chat log publicly to let everyone know what the deal is, and to show the messages about this supposed group chat and go like, see, I told you these assholes were coordinating. No, this successfully gets some people to go like, oh, shit, okay, damn, he isn't crazy. But more importantly, the people in the real group chat know it's fake, but they can't acknowledge this. Many of them acknowledge it anyways, as they are very stupid. Around this time, Maoist puts out a wildly inaccurate 25-minute documentary called We Are Maoist Landlord. He has thoroughly disregarded the cease and desist. I credit him publicly with at least...
It's funny because they did the same, Snarker people, what was that image they tweeted out about, like, was it gang snarking or something? Or maybe just snarking or whatever? They tried to do the same thing, like, oh yeah, we're definitely all behind the scenes, all doing this, ha 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 ha.
Haven't been able to succeed at making a long-form video. It wasn't good, but he made it. And I privately reach out, conceding defeat and offering to let him take the W. And genuinely help him launch a YouTube career,
yeah,
if we can just agree to a truce. Now, at this point, I have resigned myself to just taking a massive, unfair, fucked up public L and rewarding the person responsible because I just wanted to be over so I can go back to making videos. Maoist agrees to a ceasefire over the weekend. I give him a bunch of legit, real YouTube advice. Monday comes around. I wind up in a conversation with someone else about how terrible Twitter is about enforcing doxing rules. And in that conversation, I link to a post from the first night of all of this of a picture of my grandparents with the full names of multiple family members of mine, along with a threat to release more of their information. And just be like, you know, damn, like, yeah, it's crazy. This shit's still up. Maoist sees this and instantly goes back on attack. He makes like 200 insanely nasty posts over the course of the next 2 days. At some point, Maoist learns from UAE Falcon Finance, a former friend of mine, as I have mentioned, that I have a history of focal seizures. Now, Because Maoist is very, very, very stupid, he immediately began spamming me with strobe light images and the seizure track, and telling me that I need an MRI. Focal seizures are different than grand mal, but, you know. After this, he proceeds to pretend to swat my parents. Classy. Now, we're nearing the end of April at this point. There is another West Side Tyler hit piece, along with a Chill Goblin hit piece. Yeah, great, bread dupe. Following this, Maoist gets a 7-day suspension. Now, presumably, due to me not taking the bait and also wanting to add plausible deniability in some weird moronic way, Mark Harden 911 changes his profile picture to a photo of my brother, starts trying to get me banned from Twitter, claims I'm threatening him, and also starts posting fake names and addresses, claiming that they're him.
So what is the solution to this? Hire a hitman or some shit? Seems like it's basically impossible to stop. Let's see. One solution, the easiest one, would be for all the people who are on the far left to, like, call this out and to disavow it. They will never do this, though, mainly because they benefit from it, because these people typically don't target other far left individuals. So that would be one solution, but they won't. A second solution would be to make a public report on it all that's, like, so compelling that it gains traction and it gets picked up a little bit by, I don't know, by enough people to realize what's going on. Because for a lot of these, like, weird snarker networks, like, the people that operate inside of them are, like, very fucking weird, like the Theory of Mind or whatever. But despite how unhinged and weird these people are, I don't think even their average audience member is quite as bought in. Like, for the average person that watches Jessica's stream, they're kind of under the delusion that, like, it's not, like, they're not really doing all this shit. Like, this is a little bit delusional by the people involved. Like, Destiny's just kind of, like, making a lot of this up. Or like, DGG is doing just as much. Like, that kind of, like, plausible deniability, I think, is important for people that are trying to maintain some level of audience. And then the third option, this would be the most nuclear one, would be to try to do something back to make them stop. But that gets, obviously, a lot more hairy.
Mark Harden 911 is finally banned for posting fake docs, which is, like, okay, so the real ones get to stay up, but anyways, as soon as this happens, with Maoist suspended and Mark Harden 911, aka Jay, finally banned, I breathe a sigh of relief and start moving forward, eager to finally put this behind me and get back to making videos. We are at roughly April the 22nd at this point. Now, obviously, this could not last. 10:17 p.m., April 22nd. Another name on the map, at Simps Biden, makes a weird, evil monologue post claiming to be Mark Harden 911 and the imposter Flesh Simulator account, the one that made the bomb threat and, you know, called me a pedophile and whatever, and taking credit for having killed my career and finishing up with, "But we all know who Mark Harden was all along, right? Let's just say I go by Jay." Now, he then immediately deletes this, likely because he realizes, like, oh, shit, wait, I just confessed to, like, a lot of, like, real, actual crimes. I prayed to God to make my enemies ridiculous, and boy, did he deliver. April 23rd, Simps Biden goes on another fake personal info spree. He gets banned for a week for posting personal info. One of the Dynamic Solutions guys does a regression on the syntax of Mark Harden versus all the other people in that little cluster, and Simps Biden comes back as the closest match by a significant margin. So, cool. It sure looks like Simps Biden and Mark Harden and Flesh Simulator, the imposter account, all three of those are the same guy. And he's claiming to go by Jay. Yes, we linear algebraized the op. Now, within 30 minutes of Simps Biden being banned, a new account is created and shows up, called March 15th, 2007. It posts two things, mostly. One, a picture of this weird skin Furby thing. And then two, a meme that's just a picture of me with the text, "Hi, I'm Thomas, and I was kicked out of the University of Maryland following a Title IX investigation." Now, what was weird about that was that despite the Title IX part being wholly fabricated,
the political will was there. They would make it a priority. FBI, CISA would just infiltrate these networks. Law enforcement. Well, maybe it's hard to identify like actual individual crimes depending on the level of like stalking and harassment. I don't know like how much of it would rise to the level of criminality. Another thing that would be nice about making it more publicly known is I think that one of the things. I don't have a great theory of mind for these people because I've never been this obsessed with somebody. But one of the things that I think gives them a lot of power is the fact that they can be involved in a person's life and feel like they're having measurable impact. So if you're able to shoot off emails to David Pakman and make him pussy out of an event that he already agreed to, like now you feel like you have power and you're not just like an observer anymore. And this is where my Kiwi Farms thread started to take a really weird turn. They weren't just like observers in my life. Now they were like participants. So they can be part of the drama and part of the action and part of the story that they've been obsessively following so much. So I think if you can out it enough such that people are aware and then they lose the ability to be influential, like people ignore the emails, I think that probably causes a decent diminishment of their involvement too.
I was in fact kicked out of UMD for drugs. But this is the second time that something has been like, hey, wait, how did you know that? There are two other posts from this account that break the mold. One, early on, asking me, what, so you can get this account banned too? Which is a pretty clear indication, given it was created 30 minutes after SimSpy.
I can't believe that there are full-grown adults that have this amount of time and obsession to do this online. Yeah, it is kind of weird, but I mean, every day.
And got banned.
What do you think it is?
This was also
do you think
jail.
It's just like and, no job, no life? Or do you think it's like they have a job and they have a life and then they come home and do this? Or just a combination?
I really have no idea. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Then the other post. Eventually, after he, you know, spammed me with the, like, hey, you're a rapist meme, and then the skin Furby thing for, like, 12 straight hours, posting roughly every 5 minutes, he broke the pattern again. This time, he posted the job title and employer of my then common law wife, better known to you all as Mrs. Simulator. Mrs. Simulator is not on social media whatsoever. She went to extraordinary lengths to maintain her anonymity. This info wasn't found, it was furnished by someone who knew both of us. That is not a long list of people. Now, at this point, it was pretty clear that things are about to go south here. So I revealed the one card I still had up my sleeve. You see, I knew who Jay was. So as a last ditch, sort of like, hey, there is still a chance for us to both walk away unscathed. I posted something that wouldn't...
It does seem like something unique to leftists, right? Right towards our different brand of schizophrenia. Yeah, I've never seen right-leaning communities engage in this behavior. I don't know why or what drives it, but yeah.
Mean much to anyone else, but would be immediately identifiable to Jay. About a minute after he posts Mrs. Simulator's employer and job title, I reply with a logo. The logo of his high school robotics team, which I had ready to go, in case I needed it. The response was instant. For the first time in like 16 hours, the account stopped posting. Immediately. Good effect on target. I breathe a sigh of relief, and I think like, oh, okay, whew, this war can stay cold. Like, cool, thank God. That is not what happened. Later that afternoon, my siblings and my mom receive a whiny, sniveling message from none other than Maoist landlord, preemptively distancing himself from some crazy shit that's about to happen. Which, you know, that doesn't sound good. It was not, in fact, good. About 4 hours later, there is a sudden onslaught of posts from accounts impersonating my sister, brother, mother, and then partner, with their face and full name and realistic bios, doxing their home addresses, their employers, spamming racial epithets and disgusting sexual comments. I immediately began playing.
I'm pretty sure this behavior isn't exclusive. Plenty of image boards still raid. I guess, maybe I'm over-indexing on my thread or I'm underestimating other people. Like, I feel like generally the board's behavior on stalking people was you're not generally supposed to participate in harassing them. I know in some places the people will anyway because it's Epic or whatever. But like generally speaking, I think if you were to like call, like I remember even in the early Kiwi Farms days, if you post things like, oh, you guys should do this or that, like people would do the whole like, we're not your personal army or like fuck off with that shit or whatever. But it seems like the trend has changed a lot now or at least in the areas that I'm at, to where you want to be an active participant. Everybody wants to be an active participant. Like, my court case is like half of that information is written by kiwi farmers. Like, my expert witness that they paid $30,000 for copy-pasted arguments from Code Cave in my kiwi farms thread. Like, that's just insane to me. The last motion that Joan filed came from somebody posting about it on kiwi farms. The level of like back and forth participation is just so wild now. And I feel like in the past, I'm sure it happened, but I don't think it was ever like this like widespread acceptable to do. Whereas now it's almost like the culture, or encouraged even, I don't know.
Whack-a-mole with Twitter's report system. But because of the way reports on Twitter work, the reports just keep getting automatically rejected. Now, when I don't react, Jay does something to force my hand, which was actually really pretty diabolical. He uses an account pretending to be my brother and posts a photo of Mrs. Simulator along with her address and full name and says, "Someone should go rape this Asian bitch." He then begins to use other alts to link that post under posts from my brother's employer, where he holds a very public-facing and very important position, along with comments about these posts. Things like, you know, "I can't believe you would promote someone who privately posts racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic filth like this. You know, fire him." So this is really a rock and a hard place situation at this point. Either I can ignore it and let my brother get probably fired, or I can amplify the docs in order to get it taken down faster and make it clear that, like, no, this isn't real. I pick the latter. I stand by this choice. The post is taken down within minutes. However, then comes the chorus of baying, cackling, bloodthirsty communist retards going, "I can't believe Flesh Simulator would dox his own girlfriend." We break up for...
They've done all this, by the way, the same. Who was the, for a long time, Gistical and them, Chad, tried to say that I had doxed Willie Mack because I quote tweet of Bad Empanada trying to dox his wife or something. And I was like, this is fucking insane that you guys are just openly doing this. And then all of the people were like, "Oh, Dustin talks him, don't it." And it's like, it's like so disingenuous. But like, it's this infinite game of like, take no accountability, constantly gaslight the opposition, have a group of people doing it, get on 50 million different fucking accounts to spread it. It's the actual sad thing is that these people only work. Actually, I guess maybe the only reason why these people exist in left-leaning spaces is because it's harder to pressure right-leaning people because they just wouldn't give as much a fuck about stuff like this. So like when me and Pac-Man had that contracted event, if Pac-Man was a right-winger and people sent him emails about Destiny being a rapist or whatever, I think a right-winger is just like, I don't give a fuck what random people email me about. But people on the left are all pussies. So like, "Oh, I can't do this. My brand, right? And then they fuck off. So maybe on the right, maybe they just don't have the ability to influence people's lives as much because the people just don't care as much about this type of stuff. But this behavior is pretty ubiquitous amongst these people.
But as a result of this, then later that night, someone comes to the apartment. Like, it's a fucking mess.
Destiny, remember the times you used to be called a harassing community and you said something to the effect of, you wouldn't be able to handle DGG actually being organized to harass? Do you think we could do this in a video game? I just don't want that type of community. It breeds a certain type of person and it attracts a certain type of person. I don't want that type of person. I don't need a community of blabs.
While all this is happening, I noticed something. The photo of her was taken from the private Facebook page of someone named Daniel Zadorozhny. This was my college bandmate. This is the missing piece. Jay and Dan know each other. That's where people are getting the info about me in college. That is how Jay doxed me originally. Sour grapes from an old bandmate. Dan, if I see you, I am tuning you up. This is where the kid gloves come off. My only option at this point was to basically live out the plot of Kill Bill and start hunting down everyone involved in this entire goddamn network.
Based.
So that's what I did. I immediately exercised my copyright protections to the fullest extent of the law on Maoist Landlord. It turns out that uploading multiple full unedited videos from another channel is frowned upon by YouTube. Here's where...
Libs of TikTok was basically fostering, was this guy's describing towards random teachers and trans people? So I don't want to downplay the harassment that those people received, because they absolutely did. And what that Libs of TikTok account does is absolutely crazy. But it was missing an important element. And that important element is the time. Libs of TikTok, from what I saw, libs of TikTok would basically spotlight a person to get a mass harassment campaign against that person to try to get them fired or whatever else. But then they would usually move on in a few days or a week. And then that was it. And they're not usually like A-logging every aspect of this person's life. It's just, what can people dig up really quickly and then, you know, harass them with for a few days or a week, and then that's it. But for the snarker people, it's the fixation on people for months or years.
It kind of starts getting fun and things start picking up. If you're still with me so far, thank you. On April 25th, I first make my way to the Westside Tyler Discord server and start poking around. I discover a channel called Flesh Simulator and his LOL cult. It has nearly 17,000 posts in it,
Jesus
going back
Christ.
Months, solely dedicated to harassing me. These posts actually predate his videos on me. So not only is this the 17,000 post Flesh Sim gang stalking channel I've long been theorizing, but we have a drama YouTuber who is making videos and profiting on making fun of people's crash outs that his Discord server is engineering.
That guy, Westside Tyler, is unhinged. He's a big hater of yours and wrote a whole last letter apologizing to his audience for you not being dead 3 months ago.
Destiny, unfortunately, still alive. To my attendant, comrades, compatriots, and all others assembled, it is my greatest pleasure to announce on this, the 9th day of July, 2025, that Stephen Kenneth Destiny Bunnell, or Stephen Kenneth Bunnell Jr., also known by his internet sobriquet, Destiny, is still alive. We live in an era of great inequity, of profane human rights abuses, and the slow drip death of rights for common folk of all, every color, and tradition. In such inauspicious circumstances, it is easy to see... Okay, I guess I have to redo this. You guys are killing me with donating while I'm doing a speech. I'm going to restart it. All Stephen has is an audience. For $2 from Isaac Kessin, thank you. New Jersey Ranger, 201 Super Chat, $9.99. Is Andrew trying to gotcha one of the conservatives, calling him out, finding a tweet of the dude making fun of the wildfires? Problem is, isn't that admitting that his jokes were also in bad taste? It's rules for thee and not for me. I don't know what the fucking good of it is. It's just like, it's attempting to find hypocrisy all the time as though that will do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, wow, you did this, curious, but somebody else did it too. So now, like, I can't be in trouble, you know?
I know this is worthless to explain to these audiences because they're not politically activated. They're just snarkers. But like, the obvious difference is that Donald Trump, as the president of the United States, was withholding aid to California and playing games with it in order to bend Gavin Newsom to his will, which was insane and disgusting. For the Texas people, they rejected federal funds allocated to their city to upgrade their alarm system, which they didn't do. And then a bunch of kids die in a flood that an alarm system conceivably could have helped with. It's not just, it's so lame, but whatever. No, it's not whatever. It's intentional. These people intentionally lie. Like, if you've watched my content for any period of time, I'm never, ever, ever virtue signaling or tone policing people about offensive jokes. I just don't. Usually, if I don't like a joke, it's not that I don't like the joke because it was too edgy. I usually just don't like the underlying message because the person's either racist or wrong or retarded or whatever else. Not because, like, the joke was mean. It's fucking stupid.
Like, you said this thing, but I also said this thing. So, like, I guess neither of it. Like, what is the own? Like, I don't care. Yeah, don't do the bad thing. Just stop. Who are you to tell me not to do it? I don't know. Me. You know what I mean? I'm going to restart this. Nobody donate any money. Destiny, unfortunately, still alive. To my attendant comrades, compatriots, and all those others assembled, it is my great displeasure to announce on this, the 9th day of July, 2025, that Stephen Kenneth Bunnell Jr., also known by his internet sobriquet, Destiny, is still alive. We live in an era of great inequity, of profane human rights abuses, and the slow drip death of rights for common folk of every color and tradition. In such inauspicious circumstances, it is easy to see this meager injustice as just another pebble on a beach of sorrows, a thing that pales in comparison to the horrors about it. Still, many of you, and I myself, understand the unique sting of this insult to common humanity. Against the risk of beleaguering our collective hearts, I will not mention the period of time between now and my most recent announcement of this ongoing misfortune.
How do you defeat the leftist straw man? It seems like they've caught on that they can mischaracterize your arguments, and most people aren't smart enough to realize what's really going on. I mean, it just depends on how many libs wake up, right? Like, I think Lonerbox and Hutch have kind of realized, and Wick, you know, over the past few weeks, as stuff has been kind of unveiled to them. But, like, the hardest people that kind of empower these people, I would say, are, like, your soy pills. And the people who just give unlimited charitability and credence to them in the name of being, like, critical of their own side and open to, you know, challenging people, even on their side of the blue aisle. Like, these are the people that are the most damaging. But all of their positions, they feel, are, like, very virtuously rooted. And to some extent, they are. So it's the hardest for those people to, you know, kind of, like, wake up or to communicate to them.
Simply, I shall repeat, it is a great pain and wondrous misery that in a world of fine people being powder ground beneath the heels of fascism, of good mothers and fathers bereaving their mangled children, of the hardworking and ever-striving masses going abused and underpaid and underappreciated, that every undeserved breath destiny draws is an insult to our very existence.
Jesus Christ.
In a world where people have shown the courage to risk their livelihood to stand up to their oppressors, to risk their freedom to fight for the masked, to fight the masked Gestapo snatching their neighbors off the street, to risk their lives giving aid and succor to the wounded, dying, and deprived, that destiny does not too possess the courage to put a period at the end of the misbegotten existential grammatical error that is the story of his life. It is my hope that this will be the last time I deliver this address. But as a man of pragmatic disposition, I cannot say it is also my belief. This matter is out of our hands, and should not be taken into such, as it should be a sign of the divine, Abrahamic, pagan, or otherwise, even simple mathematical fortune, that delivers the remedy unto us. And so I repeat, in mourning, the unfortunate truth of this day. Stephen Kenneth Destiny Bunnell Jr.
This chat. They want Hassan to be controlled opposition. Unfortunately, he's too based and not crazy or cruel enough. Guy just keeps being all right, and it annoys them he's not playing into the terrorist narrative. Heartbreaking. Destiny Stephen Kenneth Bunnell survives car crash. Destiny is the guy, and I like just like the totally incorrect rumors. Destiny is the guy who cries out for sample size all the time as if it's an actual contra argument. What?
Still lives, and we are all the worse off for it. Ladies, gentlemen, and all others gathered, may whatever God guide thee light thy way in prosperity and deliver you from all other such evils. Thank you for your time.
Connor also gives Snarkers infinite charitability. No, I wouldn't say that anymore. I would just say Connor has become one of the Snarkers. Hutch watched a video on Ogre Boy, which completely gives away the game of their mental illness. In essence, we snark because the world is meaningless and we feel powerless, and snarking gives us a reason to live. Maybe, I don't know. What is it? Link Ogre Boy's video on it. As Hutch summarizes it, this is about 8 minutes.
By the way, I used to play DC Universe Online a lot. I had a group, I had a Discord group, and I would play this fucking game, and it was good, and I liked it. And it's a fun game. Nobody plays it anymore, and including that group. They all moved on to other shit. And we very quickly found out that the whole entirety of the group, it was that game. That game was what was keeping everybody together. And then they stopped playing it. They started playing Destiny 2. And I'm like, I hate this fucking game. Playing that game, I don't know if it's a combination of the art style, the puzzle pieces on the floor, all sorts of different shit. It just makes me physically tired. I just get to where I just don't want to play it. And that group grew apart. And then at the same time, but now bear in mind, I'm in like five of this motherfucker's videos, okay? I'm in five of his videos. I've talked to him maybe five times on stream. I've been on his podcast as an admitted guest. He talks about me constantly. I could bring up...
We've had a strictly enforced no Ogre Boy policy for several months now. I'm breaking it today because this video is just fucking incredible. But
come on and show you the number of times that he, without me even mentioning it, that he brings me up on his stream. He wanted in December, he was talking out of the blue without me knowing it because Philmont's always like 2 weeks behind. He fucking turned around and was like,
what is Philmont, by the way? What is that? Some kind of transcription service? What is this?
We should bring...
Oh,
is he
yeah.
Transcribing all of my streams and then control effing for Ogre Boy? Is that what is happening?
Probably.
Of course it is. Why am I even questioning that?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yes.
Obviously.
Jesus Christ.
Ogre Boy on. That'll be content.
He is your Joker. He lost all his friends and wants your proximity. This is, you know, it is like a Joker origin story. And this is... It's... Now I feel like I'm being mean. Why do I do this?
Because it's always... Because these people are always pathetic.
I am a
nobody,
nice...
Nobody healthy exists in these communities. Nobody healthy exists in these communities. Like, imagine... You know, you're like, oh, I just got home from my job. You know, I went to have a beer with some friends, and then I got home. Time to see what every single part of this guy's life is, you know, what's he up to? What did he tweet out today? How can we message people in his life to fuck his life? We got to fucking talk about how evil and terrible, blah, blah, blah. Like, no healthy people do this. Every single person in this industry, is going to be fucking insane. Look at, just look at the leaked DMs between fucking Gistical and Cherry, right? There's just like an insanely unhealthy dynamic, and all of it is. And then look at people like Kelly, who were happy to stand by and participate in it until they were excised from the group, right? It's all these people are insanely mentally unwell.
Person, I swear to you, I'm a nice person. Of all the origin stories of like an anti-fan, this is definitely the saddest one that I've ever heard in my life. It sounds like he had a dedicated group of friends that he played a video game with, and then come to find out it wasn't a real friendship because he realized they didn't really like him. They just liked playing the game. And so then there was like an emptiness inside of him that he fills with his searing hatred of me. I just don't know what to do with that.
This bitch, hold on, actually, fuck it. Why am I saying it? I want to drive the point home. Here, hold on. Let's take a walk down memory fucking lane for a moment here, shall we? Because I want to set the tone. He's trying to make it out 100%. This was a surveillance operation.
What am I even looking at? Philmont.com, search Ogre Boy. Does he have some kind of an automated website? I'm assuming that's what this is, where you automate to like... monitor people's streams? Or is this just monitoring everyone's streams? I don't even know what I'm looking at here. Search within YouTube subtitles, captions, and transcripts. And he's just search. It's just a broad search. Searches like the whole internet. He's just searching the whole internet.
Based, probably.
For his name. This feels... Okay, whatever, fuck it.
May 5th, he brought me up. 3rd of May. 27th of April. 21st of April. 19th of April. Fucking 14th of April. Here's a good example.
Bro, Ogre Boy is fucking insane. I had no idea. And it isolates the clips, too. You know what's funny is I was just thinking last night, like, you know what? I wonder how he's doing. This is, it's so funny that this is the example that he brings up. Is me calling attention to the fact that we've done, like, an Ogre Boy ban in the chat. I wonder what he's up to. What made you say
that? Yeah, let's keep going. Lonerbox talks about me often. That's fair. A little bit of Pisco action. Sure, sure, sure.
I can't do that with Hodge. It's way too broad. 90% of the results are going to be, like, from carpenters. You know, giving carpentry.
Like, it's funny, too, because people talk about him, sure, but it's also because he's pretty active on Twitter as part of all these snarker groups, like tweeting about and attacking other people. So it's not at all surprising, and he's like very recognizable. The guy has a massive tattoo of Hassan and his dog, so of course people are going to talk about him too if they see his name come up. But it's not like this guy is just a random nobody and people are bringing him up for no reason. Like, the guy still actively participates in all this online commentary. I have a series of black work tattoo bands up my right arm that end in a pattern on my shoulder that wraps over my collarbone. This is on the same strip in between the bands as Bernie, and plan on adding either the Fiend or Rhea Ripley on the same strip, inner forearm, 2 inches-ish.
Tits to each other.
I got mentioned while he's arguing with food shops, 6th of March.
However sad I thought things were from his behavior, and then that got worse, like reading the logs and like reading the stuff that he's saying in a private Discord. And then, but this level of sad, like this level of fucking pathetic, we have completely fallen off the cliff. We're like floating in the center of the earth. There is no bottom to go to after this. It's just, he's got this search running, constantly scouring the internet for any mention of him. It's just, why?
I don't know how to fight with, like, this level of dedication.
One post in this channel catches my eye. It's from Maoist Landlord. He's saying that he intends to record a phone call to me without my consent. And because, again, Maoist is what? Very, very stupid. He admits that he knows I am in Maryland now, but thinks that because Virginia is a one-party consent state, he gets to record people in Maryland. That is not how that works. Now, this is a thread that we will pick back up on in a second. Gonna tab over to Bernie again. Bernard Goldsmith, UAE Falcon Finance. He has been one of the most active people in this server since the beginning, and is responsible for a great, great deal of the escalation. He has evidently backstabbed me as thoroughly as he possibly could. All for no clear reason. I think he was jealous he didn't get to be fourth mic on my podcast. Whatever. He is acting as legal counsel for this server, despite having been disbarred, a fact which he does not disclose to them. Around this time, I make contact with a former partner of UAE Falcon Finance, who reveals that he employed the exact same strategy of betrayal, doxing, defamation, and gaslighting in an attempt to discredit her. To an attempt to prevent anyone from believing her after she came forward with a number of disturbing allegations about his conduct. My experience with this has, in my eyes, validated her claims completely, as he did the exact goddamn same thing to me.
Their own esports Batman. All these communities will have some fake fucking, or not fake, but like a real fucking lawyer or whatever that they get. This is one of the reasons why I hate that esports Batman. I forgot his name. I'd use his first name if I remember it. But this is one of the reasons why I hate all the professionals in these communities, that because they feel like they get so much more credibility from it too. If you remember, Pirate Software had his own legal guy that he would get advice from when he was fighting with people. So yeah, it's just stupid. Not that I don't think Pirate Software is part of any snarker community, but yeah.
And the only reason it didn't work in my case was that I had 70,000 people ready to back me up when I called bullshit on him. You know, follow her on Twitter at HouseOfLeavesMD if you're curious to know more of the sordid details. If anyone deserves to have their credibility restored and refreshed in light of what has been kind of raked up from the deep, it's her. Now, back to Maoist wiretapping me. On the evening of April 26th, into the very early morning of April the 27th, around midnight, Maoist calls me from a Google Voice number, basically to cover his own ass regarding the giga-doxing, as well as to try to clumsily trick me into acknowledging fault and saying that the valid copyright claims were false. So that didn't really work, but the one thing he does accomplish is that in his attempt to run cover for Jay, he acknowledges that he had a brief conversation with his main account, @TheHague_ICC.
Do you think Esports Batman knows about the swatting and doxing and endorses it? He knows about the doxing for sure. And then I don't remember if it was him as well or Wicked Supreme or whatever, but multiple people in that server, I'm pretty sure Esports Batman said this, they believe that the Roe stuff is fake that me and Rose are conspiring with each other to cover each other's mass child porn obsession or whatever. And I'm pretty sure he also believed that the swatting on me was fake, that I was either faking being swatted or I was swatting myself for sympathy points or whatever. So,
the same day that Mark Harden mentions only having briefly conversed with Maoist. Oops. Now, following this, I had enough proof and evidence, I would say, to feel comfortable just starting to go get people. Here are their fates. Maoist landlord, a.k.a. Noah Gabriel Strickler, has been permanently banned from Twitter, and more seriously, permanently banned from YouTube, for flagrant and repeated copyright violations. Unfortunately for someone so obsessed with gaining clout in a media career, he turned down an offer of having a big channel help kickstart his own career and instead picked never being allowed to have a YouTube channel, ever. Now, he filed a counterclaim. Unfortunately, he filed it from the same address that he previously claimed not to be able to receive mail at. I hired a process server to serve him at the address that he apparently can now receive mail at. Serve him what? Another settlement demand. You see, because Mr. Strickler is very, very stupid, he posted a recording of his phone call to me. Now, what he did was he claimed that this was simply a reenactment based on his eidetic memory, where all of my responses are just him reading the exact word-for-word transcript of what I say, but just in, like, this weird gay crying voice. Did he overdub the whole call? No. He was lazy. He tried to just roughly clip out and replace me talking in the original recording. But all of the audio of him is the original recording, complete with me trying to talk over him or interject, still included. You can hear me. He goes to the trouble of faking half of the phone call instead of just re-recording his own lines. You can hear that here.
School I'm not part of. So I posted, Flesh Simulator is once again spreading threats to a school I'm not connected.
Spreading threats?
Yeah, you're inside, you're...
They call him the Mind. Anyways, Mr. Strickler, you have been sent a settlement demand that I strongly advise you to accept, because otherwise I'm going to be suing you for $1 over your knowing violation of the Maryland Wiretap Act. That is a felony. Why would I sue you for $1? It's a surprise. Next was Jake Chinatown,
wait,
a.k.a.
why is it
Justin Michael Colucci.
Green and then red? What
he
the
got
fuck?
Exposed for threatening to dox e-girls if they ignored him and completely roached the fuck out after I responded to his most recent piece of shit talk with photos of the inside of his house and also with the floor plan of his house. And I also drew an X where his desk chair was. Who's next? Base Moral Fag. Base Moral Fag bet me his soul that I would not be able to pass a drug test on the spot. I pissed him a cup on camera. I passed the drug test. I won his soul fair and square, and I have turned him into a Memphis rap sigil. Yep. We will hear that at the end of this video. Parish Neocon was turned into Cornjack. UAE Falcon Finance, a.k.a. Bernard Robert Goldsmith, a.k.a. Martin Random, a.k.a. Communist Waluigi, lost most of his fan base after another person whom he had doxed, harassed, defamed, discredited, and gaslit in the exact same manner he did me, reached out to me and explained more about his past. It has since been widely revealed that he is a disbarred lawyer, who has admitted to spending multiple months as an adult while he was in law school involved in the distribution of child sexual abuse material.
So he's 14, right? He's like, okay, fuck, okay, compile. All right, can anybody here help me host, right? So he's just like soliciting people. And so he solicits this one pedophile who's like, I will host everything in exchange for you having a lolicon board. And that was the deal, like, until like month 3 or 4. When I finally got us to go like, hey, man, no.
In exchange for web hosting. Really weird. Really, really creepy. Westside Tyler was made aware of this fact and adamantly defended him. Now, unfortunately for Tyler, UAE was then immediately caught grooming a 15-year-old, whom he instructed to recruit others into a cell, and who was very excited to come live with him on his weird... like asbestos-filled rape compound out in Nebraska. Both UAE and the 15-year-old are still in Westside Tyler's Discord, to the best of my knowledge. Jay, a.k.a. the Hague underscore ICC, a.k.a. Mark Harden, a.k.a. Simps Biden, a.k.a. Thomas Gant, not me, that's just the handle he used, aka Samuel Simulator, aka Slow Simulator, aka Flesh Simulator, aka Karen Simulator, aka Dale Edward 21074, aka Pissfet 69420, aka March 15th, 2007, aka Jacob Isaac Barrett's. Appears to have been temporarily driven insane after he learned...
Something they tell the R on why Wickstream hates Destiny. There was a mental illness thing that I didn't realize until too late, but anybody that was, like, mega sympathetic towards Mr. Girl probably has some, like, form of pathological narcissism. There's some weird thing going on. And Wicked was definitely one of those people that was, like...
Wicked Supreme?
Yeah, was very sympathetic towards Mr. Girl. Yeah.
That, A, I was able to connect his alts together via a linear regression. B, that due to Mr. Strickler being too dumb to run cover correctly, I was able to connect that to his main account at the Hey Guys EC. C, that I knew who he actually was in real life. D, that I revealed that the respected researcher, Jay, the neuroscientist specializing in cybernetics and eye tracking, who was going on podcasts to talk about that, was in fact a 26-year-old software engineer at a defense contractor selling AI targeting tools to the military. However, that 26-year-old curiously does, however, have a stepfather, Dr. Jay Edelman, who is a professor of neuroscience specializing in cybernetics and eye tracking. E, that I revealed this info to the public in the form of a diss track. And F, that after learning that his prior engagement with me, where I trained an AI based on his writing and got him to publicly bully it for months, resulted in him developing a persistent AI phobia and paranoia, I dropped the diss track by telling him I had Grok generate it based on what it knew about him. It is fucking an elementary school Neopets account name in there. Anyways, Jacob, I am really suing you. In fact, someone actually reached out to me to dime on you in exchange for immunity. That sucks. I hear he's a musician. Good luck. Finally, Tyler David Bell, a.k.a. Westside Tyler. After being caught sheltering pedophiles in a server that allows them access to children, as well as operating a 17,000-post channel dedicated solely to harassing me, has since completely restricted his Discord and turned off the ability to see prior messages. Luckily, I've scraped him. Unfortunately, one of his followers appears to have accidentally outed him as a FBI informant. Oops. Hate when that happens.
Learning the hard way deleting his Discord actually counts as affiliation as evidence.
One of us never predicted this rumor would violate things and spread like a boomer. I read that Tyler did not tell subpoena. I read that Tyler is still being warned. The FBI agent all Gentile warrants. His lawyer also cannot spell subpoena.
No.
Tyler is my new agent hero.
He didn't do nothing but team and laxity.
Tyler Bell is an FBI informant.
My wizards turned his penis into a peppermint.
Exempt and exempt from sexual slavery. Garnish his wage at slavery factory.
There have been Chechens relentlessly breeding, bribing the guards that they do not feed. We're giving Tyler bad body dysphoria.
Sending him into the right into his neural.
Scribble his brain so he just says his name.
We bring his name
into the
Pokemon.
This is a
schizo dog.
Hold on. This is a static, okay? Problem with this? No problems with this guy.
It is because you are also a predator, and you run a Discord with predators.
I heard that Tyler is also a redditor.
Yeah, Westside Tyler has not responded to requests for comment on this matter.
To Tyler. You backed the wrong horse. It happens. I don't really have any continued personal enmity towards you. Hopefully, however, you will revise your business model, and hopefully our paths never again shall cross. To Jacob, you scare me. You are an unstable, vengeful lunatic. Props, you know, you cost me a 10-year relationship. I will see you in court. To Bernie, you know what you did, and I will leave your punishment to God. And finally, to Noah, you know, if you had just taken the dub when I offered it, and, you know, taking down the pictures of my family and their names and whatever, you would have a rapidly growing YouTube channel and your original Twitter. People would still like you. They would think of you as the guy who took Flesh Simulator down a peg. But you just couldn't help yourself. You just had to go for the Mortal Kombat humiliation fatality. But you choked on the combo input, and you weren't prepared for me to get up and stop pulling my punches. You have been banned from YouTube for life. And believe me, they enforce that shit. Your band is now a footnote on the story of you being a weird bitch and annoying the shit out of everyone. Anthony Fantano deleted his retweet of your band after looking deeper at the situation. You are forever known as an obese serial doxer and a sniveling narcissist who publicly aligned himself with a child sexual abuse material distributing groomer and an FBI snitch drama vulture. In your blind wrath, You took the one thing that you cared about, your entertainment career. And it's almost as if you fucked it. You know, there's a movie that reminds me of. It's called Old Boy.
Okay. Random question, but do snarkers go after other snarkers? From my understanding, this flush some guy's pretty left, so to speak, but he went on the PKA podcast, I think, and people got mad at him. They will go after other snarkers if they feel like they're breaking ranks. And then the worst person for a snarker are people who become, like, I guess, like apostates, you could say. When they leave that community, people will fucking hate them. But once people leave snarker communities, they generally just disappear because one of the asymmetrical... Yeah, exactly. It's not like these people have much going on. So generally, you know, the people that are the big boy content creators aren't as directly involved. Like Hassan is not posting any of this stuff himself. Do what?
I love his aesthetic.
Yeah.
Si, senor.
Si, senor.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.